I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Tuesday, December 10th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, but it's nippy, 38 degrees.
Good speeds on your valley freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top local story this hour. It's been about 20 days since all the new homeless resource centers opened and the road home closed. Advocates are giving an update on how it's working. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Maria, there are about 700 beds available throughout the different centers, and they operate at or near capacity, but it fluctuates nightly. Jonathan Hardy with the Department of Workforce Services says they do have available beds at an overnight warming center without beds.
So we're working on that connection point between people coming into the warming center and making that connection to the resource center.
Preston Cochran with Shelter the Homeless says the intake is different now.
There is no one size fits all, and we want to make sure that people get directed to the right program, the right service, and the right resource center.
They still need more landlords to offer up vacancies and welcome any donations and volunteers at the different locations. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake County Health Department has been out doing another round of homeless camp cleanups, but that doesn't necessarily mean the homeless are asked to leave and go somewhere else. We get more on this part of the story live from KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt near the main Salt Lake Library. Nick?
Maria, the Salt Lake County Health Department regularly performs these cleanups of areas where homeless people tend to camp out, downtown Library Square being one of them. A spokesperson for the agency says they always make sure to give people notice, sometimes as much as 72 hours in advance, that they're planning a cleanup of that area. The department says it's not an effort to kick anyone out or make them leave. It's really just to give them space so that they can go in and pick up all the human waste, the used needles and trash. These cleanups happen all over the county Monday through Friday, and when notice is posted, the Department of Health always makes sure to mention the available resources to those without a place to live. Reporting live from Library Square, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
We have a developing story that we are following this noon hour where the Salt Lake County Sheriff's Department is asking for help in finding a missing father and son. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more.
According to police, Benjamin Miller and his 5-year-old son Jacob traveled west yesterday morning in order to get firewood. Sergeant Melody Gray spoke with the wife and mother, who says nothing seemed out of the ordinary.
She says everything was fine. There's no issues in the family. So really nothing as far as like foul play that we're really looking at this time.
She says the father's phone was last pinged in the Bluffdale area yesterday. Miller is driving a 2005 Chevy Silverado tan in color with Utah plates, number D309AR. Anyone with information is asked to contact Unified Police. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
We have a breaking story coming out of Jersey City, New Jersey, where SWAT teams have responded to a scene and police have blocked off the major thoroughfare. Heavy gunfire has been heard in that area. The area has a Catholic school, a few convenience stores, a kosher supermarket, and a hairstylist. We will continue to follow this story and bring you updates as they do come in.
House impeachment inquiry.
House Democrats are moving forward with two articles of impeachment against President Trump.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler announcing the first article of impeachment will focus on abuse of power.
It is an impeachable offense for the president to exercise the powers of his public office to obtain an improper personal benefit.
The second article zeroes in on obstruction.
Here, too, we see a familiar pattern in President Trump's misconduct.
The House is expected to vote on impeachment before Christmas. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News on Capitol Hill.
We are starting to hear reaction from Utah's congressional delegation on the impeachment articles put forward by House Democrats today. Representative John Curtis released a video saying he will be voting against both articles.
I've tried throughout this whole process to keep an open mind, but I don't mind telling you, actually a little surprised at the two articles of impeachment that have made this, to be frank, a rather easy decision for me.
Senator Mike Lee gave his reaction on the Dave and Dujanovic show here on KSL News Radio, saying President Trump's phone call with Ukraine was not an impeachable offense.
It's not impeachable. It's not criminal. It's not even wrong. And so I'm disappointed with this, and I look forward to reviewing these allegations in the Senate and giving the president the opportunity to be heard in a way that he hasn't been in the House.
On the same day, House Democrats announced impeachment articles against the president. They also announced a revised trade deal with Mexico and Canada. Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal says this is a deal that can actually be supported by both parties.
These bills consist of legislation that is broadly supported across Democrat-Republican circles. It has a pathway to get to the president's desk.
The deal contains a number of provisions Democrats required before agreeing to put President Trump's trade deal to a congressional vote. President Trump calls the compromise a victory. Coming up on KSL, it's being billed as the greatest Jeopardy tournament of all time. We will have a preview and a look at your noontime drive.
Good speeds on the Valley freeways, but a report of a crash with possible injuries southbound Bangor Highway, 4100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
I don't think we usually get stuck in the muck until January-ish.
I've lived here my entire life. I have no idea what a good air day is and a bad air day. This is just Thursday.
That is the sound of a new conversation on KSL News Radio.
Hello, this is Tim Branscombe from Sierra West Jewelers. With the largest sale in our history, our lowest prices ever, everything in the stores is 30 to 60% off. No reasonable offer will be refused. We must drop $1 million in inventory. We also offer the best value with a lifetime warranty that's good nationwide, a VIP package of 20 services, the biggest selection. Remember, everything in the stores, 30 to 60% off this holiday season. Come to Sierra West Jewelers, Sandy, Warmer, Murray, across from the malls, or at SierraWestJewelers.com. You don't want to miss this one.
Save hundreds, even thousands, during the holiday piano sale at the Piano Gallery Superstore in Murray. It's the biggest sale of the year at the largest piano showroom in Utah. Save big on grands, uprights, digitals, and players. Top brand names like Yamaha, Kanabi, Clavinova, and Disclavier. Instant financing available with 0% interest. Limited quantities available, so hurry in for best selection during the holiday piano sale. This week only at the Piano Gallery Superstore, I-15 and 53rd South.
Important announcement.
I built a super cool two-story treehouse in the backyard of the home we used to live in. On the 4th of July, some kids were playing with fireworks. The fire burnt the tree and the treehouse, broke the windows out of the house, and melted the siding on the house next door on the far side of the lot. Fires are crazy. At Whipple Service Champions, we can't prevent all fires, but we are smoky bears for the plumbing, heating, and electrical. Gas appliances burn toxic, flammable, explosive gases. Electrical wiring, fixtures, and connections age and deteriorate and can heat up and spark. Whipple Service Champions inspects, maintains, and repairs your plumbing, heating, and electrical systems. Whipple Service Champions does a complete furnace tune-up for just $44 and an electrical safety inspection for just $44. We identify little problems and prevent them from becoming big ones. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. Your best insurance is prevention. 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top story this hour. It's a breaking story coming out of Jersey City, New Jersey. We're keeping a close eye on it. SWAT teams have responded to a scene. Police have blocked off a major thoroughfare due to heavy gunfire that has been heard in that area. We'll continue to keep an eye on it and bring you the very latest here on KSL News Radio. The three best players in Jeopardy history are about to face off for the first time. The tournament is being filmed this week, and ABC's T.J. Holmes got a behind-the-scenes look.
Who's the greatest?
I think we'd all agree it's me.
At stake, $1 million, and the title, Greatest of All Time. Brad Rutter, James Holzhauer, Ken Jennings, Jeopardy legends, now coming together for a special primetime event, Jeopardy, Greatest of All Time. We spent time with the three on the Jeopardy stage before their big showdown, which begins taping today and is set to air in January.
I think the fans are going to be very happy to see it settled on this stage instead of arguments on chat boards. But there's a lot of luck in a game of Jeopardy. You know, there's going to be a lot of breaks. Who gets the Daily Double? Who knows the final Jeopardies? we run this back, maybe you get a different winner, but it's all going to happen out here.
Jennings is a fan favorite who went on a record 74-game win streak and has won over $3.3 million on Jeopardy. Rutter holds the record for overall Jeopardy winnings at $4.6 million, and Holzhauer is the phenom who won 32 straight games, has collected $2.7 million in winnings, and holds just about every scoring record there is.
He makes big, aggressive wagers, but, I mean, Brad and I have seen him play.
Okay.
Those are games where he played against newcomers.
Oh! People off the street.
Okay. That's nice that he can, like, beat up on minor league talent.
This is
a different arena here.
This is better trash talk. Good job, fellas.
The three admit they've studied each other and might have to adjust their playing styles.
You always got to scout, you know? So just like anything else.
I've looked at tape. Brad came in person.
I did, yeah.
We have been scouting James.
Right, you get that extra bit of information coming live.
The format for this competition, first player to win three matches is the champ. And at the center of it all, Alex Trebek.
Here is the host of Jeopardy!
The longtime host who, despite being diagnosed with pancreatic cancer back in March, is leading the show in its 36th season.
Who's going to win this thing?
I have no idea.
You are better equipped than anybody to answer that question.
There are elements that favor each of the three guys.
Okay.
There are so many different factors that will contribute to this win that we can't predict. It may end in 3 days. I hope it goes 7 days, because that will be the best of television, guys.
And for a $1 million prize, better go 7 days, right? KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We have one accident on I-15. This is going to be in Utah County. It's on the southbound side of I-15 at Pioneer Crossing. But it's in the Gore area, mostly on the right shoulder in between the main flow and the ramp. But if you're traveling through American Fork, that stretch of Utah County, well, none of Utah County has seen any delays on I-15. Your Salt Lake County freeway is also looking good. Had an earlier accident reported southbound Bangor about 4100 South. I'm just not seeing it. Doesn't mean it's not there. It's just at least not within the camera's view. Get any new Volkswagen for zero down, zero security deposit, and zero first month's payment at Volkswagen Southtown. Unlock more last chance discounts at VWSouthtown.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
As you get all that sunshine up to 43, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And our temperature is climbing. It's getting warmer. Right now, 41 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's Noon News. Democrats today announced two articles of impeachment against President Trump. We are going to get Boyd Matheson's take. He's the opinion editor for the Deseret News, host of Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. We'll go in depth on that following ABC News at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
Guys, an important announcement from Universal Men's Clinic and Dr. Arakaki.
This is Dr. Arakaki. If you are suffering from ED or low T, we are making you this guarantee. We will improve the medical condition of your ED or low T, or we will give you your money back. For nearly a decade, we have had a high patient success rate and are confident that we can help you too.
If you would like to regain intimacy in your relationship or treat your low T symptoms like low energy, weight gain, and poor sleep, Universal Men's Clinic is here to help. We specialize in treating these common male issues using customized treatment programs for your individual needs. That's why we have such a high success rate, especially compared to online pills and supplements that often don't work. You can be confident in making Universal Men's Clinic your first option. We guarantee it. If we cannot medically improve your ED or low T, we will give you your money back. To learn more about our guarantee, call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777 or visit universalguarantee.com.
Here's an unexpected holiday surprise. A flash sale on all earrings at Diamonds Direct. This weekend, 25% off. This is something we never do, but we made a last-minute decision. All earrings marked down an incredible 25%. Diamond studs. Diamond hoops. Colored gemstone earrings. All included. It is one truly epic earring event. What woman doesn't love a nice pair of diamond stud earrings for Christmas? Make it happen this weekend and save an unprecedented 25%. Special financing available too. Friday through Sunday only. And only at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Directs just decided to squeeze in one more incredible event before Christmas. A flash sale on all earrings. This weekend. Yes! Save an unprecedented 25% off all earrings at Diamonds Direct. Get Diamonds Directs unbeatable price plus an extra 25% savings. All diamond studs are included. So this is huge. Special financing too. Guys, you can never go wrong with a nice pair of diamond stud earrings. And you've never seen prices this low. It's Friday through Sunday only. A truly epic earring event at Diamonds Direct.
6400.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. And Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ. What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hey, my friend's company spent 3 days cleaning up an email phishing attack that targeted several dozen employees.
Yeah, if just one malicious email slips through, an attack can spread quickly and do serious damage.
What if that happens to us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Forensics and Incident Response.
So we're good?
Yes. With fast automated response and remediation, all traces of the attack can be removed in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
KSL News Time is 12:15, and the three things you need to know this hour first.
The Road Home has now been closed for about 20 days, and the new Homeless Resource Center is working at or near capacity every night, but advocates still say there are available beds and ways they can help connect to services. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, an update to a story we told you about at the top of the hour. A father and son missing since yesterday in the Bluffdale area have been found safe. Apparently, their truck broke down. They were able to fix the truck and return home today. Third is look at your noontime drive. It's sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
A delay-free drive on I-15 both directions between Willard Bay and Santaquin, but we do have a crash. It's southbound I-15 at Pioneer Crossing in American Fork, out of traffic on the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine today. High temperatures around 43. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
41 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Democrats announcing two articles of impeachment against President Trump, saying evidence collected shows the president abused his power when he asked Ukraine to investigate a political rival in exchange for the release of congressional military aid put on hold by the president temporarily at a White House meeting. And then they accused the president of obstruction. ABC's Catherine Falders is on Capitol Hill with details.
The president has directed the White House to defy a subpoena by withholding the production of documents that the president and the White House directed agencies also to defy these subpoenas, and then also directed current and former executive branch officials not to cooperate with the committees. And these articles name 9 people specifically close to the president in his government, in the White House, and in these agencies who they specifically requested for testimony, and the White House blocked it.
Catherine Falders on Capitol Hill. Attorney General William Barr speaking out, disagreeing with the findings of the DOJ Inspector General's report into the origins of the 2016 Russia election interference probe. The IG report concluded the FBI made some mistakes but acted on enough evidence to initiate the investigation. ABC's Pierre Thomas talked exclusively with FBI Director Christopher Wray.
The Inspector General found that the origins, the launch of the Russia investigation, was legally sound, that it met the Justice Department standards in terms of evidence, and that it was carried out appropriately, at least at the beginning. And the FBI director agreed with that finding. I asked him directly if he thought that the FBI had been unfair to the Trump campaign. He said he did not.
President criticized Wray, his handpicked FBI director, today on Twitter for agreeing with the IG's findings. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo this hour holding a joint briefing with Russia Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov discussing arms control, Ukraine, and Syria. President Trump also expected to meet with Lavrov privately later on. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The Democrats announced 2 articles of impeachment this morning against President Trump. They say he abused his power and obstructed justice. So where do we go from here? We get those answers from Deseret News opinion editor and host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson.
Thanks, Maria. Let's go through the process here. The Democrats laid out this morning in the Judiciary Committee the articles of impeachment, 2 articles of impeachment. So those will be discussed, debated, talked about inside the Judiciary Committee for the next couple of days. My guess is that probably on Thursday or Friday this week, the Judiciary Committee will hold a vote, which we expect to go along party lines and recommend articles of impeachment that will go forward to the full House, which means the following week, Nancy Pelosi will introduce into the House of Representatives the official articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. Those will be debated on the floor of the House of Representatives, and ultimately a vote will be taken there, which we also expect will be going along party line. Also important to note that during the week next week, Congress also has to deal with funding the government. If they actually want to have a Senate trial in January, the government has to be open, and so that needs to be funded. That funding runs out on December 20th. So the debate will continue on. We expect it to be hot and very partisan for the next several days. Ultimately, that will end in a party line vote that will put forward articles of impeachment against the President of the United States, which will then be turned over to the Senate. And we expect that in January, they will begin that trial of the President of the United States. Thanks, Maria.
And you can hear more from Boyd Matheson every weekday right here on KSL News Radio from 11 to noon. KSL News Time 12:19. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
A new accident, but it's a small one. This is in Sandy, northbound I-15, approaching 90th South. It's already out of traffic on the right shoulder. Then on the southbound side of I-15 in Utah County, a crash at Pioneer Crossing. Again, out of traffic on the shoulder, so no delay. Audiences call The Fighting Preacher beyond good, a must-see, and a masterpiece. Own your copy of T.C. Christensen's best film yet, The Fighting Preacher. DVD is only $16.99 at Siegel Book. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Plenty of sunshine today, a little bit hazy out there. Highs right around 43. Tomorrow we'll get more clouds, 42. Just a slight chance of rain and snow showers, and then clouds on Thursday, also up to 42. Rain to snow enters the picture again on Friday with a high of 40 degrees. More snow possible on Saturday. It's colder that day with a high of 36. Snow showers possible Sunday, 33. And then colder Monday, sunshine, but only 31. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 41 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Markets trying to hold on to some of those gains that they made last week. That's despite a negative day yesterday in positive territory, but just barely today. We'll check your money news coming up at 12:25. KSL quarters for Christmas time, 12:21.
Right now, Omaha Steaks is sharing an amazing limited-time holiday offer with our listeners to get a jump on your holiday shopping.
Go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code KSL in the search bar to order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love, for only $69.99.
Listen what you get for that price. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignons, 4 premium pork chops, 4 Omaha Steak burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak signature seasoning packet, plus, for KSL listeners, a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board.
All this delicious food, plus the free cutlery set they'll enjoy for years to come for only $69.99.
Omaha Steaks are the most tender, the most flavorful, and you can only get steaks of this quality from Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type KSL into the search bar to order the gift everyone will love. Order the favorite gift package today.
Go to omahasteaks.com. It's a gift everyone will love.
Only $69.99. Just go to omahasteaks.com, type KSL in the search bar.
The Transportation Security Administration is now hiring full and part-time officers at the Salt Lake City International Airport, starting at $15.89 per hour with federal benefits and a potential pay increase in 6 months, plus a parking or transit subsidy. Visit TSA's Application Assistance Event on Wednesday, December 11th. Presentations start promptly at 2 p.m., 3 p.m., or 4 p.m. at the Metro Employment Center, 720 South, 200 East in Salt Lake. No security experience required. Fully paid training and a uniform allowance. Go to the event or apply online at usajobs.gov or text SLC to 95495 or call 877-872-7990. TSA is an equal opportunity employer. U.S. citizenship required. Don't miss your chance to explore a new career with the Transportation Security Administration. Call 877-872-7990 today.
Hey, there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years, all in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
Doug Wright in today from 1230 to 3. Doug, what's coming up on the show today?
Well, there's a little thing going on back in Washington that we just cannot avoid taking a look at. So we'll try to figure out where we are at, when the votes will occur on impeachment of the president. Yesterday, we had quite a conversation, and it extended not only from Salt Lake City, but also into Mill Creek, talking about preservation in our state. And David Amott will be joining us from Preservation Utah. Chris Stewart will be on the line. You might recall a conversation a week or so ago when Chris and I, we intended to talk about two things, the impeachment issue and then also the e-cigarette flavor ban. And it got energetic. And I apologized at the end because we did not get into the e-cigarette flavor ban. And I promised him, and this is my last shot, today is it.
Today's the day, huh?
I'll no longer be a place keeper and keeping the seat warm.
But
it'll be.
She'll always be around.
Lee Lonsberry tomorrow. But anyway, I wanted to keep my promise to Chris. Okay. So that's coming up. And the Golden Globes are out. We're going to take a look at those as well.
All right. Looking forward to it. Doug Wright from 1230 to 3 today. Watching Utah's Money at 1225. The latest population numbers show people moving in from out of state are driving growth faster than the current birth rate. This is especially true in Utah County, where there is a surging tech industry. KSL Drives brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. General Motors is giving the electric truck startup company Lordstown Motors a $40 million loan to help the new company buy an old GM plant in Ohio. GM has the option to repurchase the plant in the next 6 months if the startup stumbles. Space tourism could be big business in the future. Morgan Stanley says companies such as Virgin Galactic are set to disrupt the airline industry. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 9 points. It sits at 27,918, a pretty flat day. S&P 500 up by just a couple of points and the NASDAQ up by 7 points. The Scripps National Spelling Bee will have fewer participants next year. Scripps says it's reducing the number of wildcard contestants from 300 to 140. The Spelling Bee is also looking at how to make the competition harder. Last year, the contest ended in an 8-way tie when they ran out of top-level words. And stay with us. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
The holidays are filled with magic. Sleigh bells, carols, family dinners. But there's nothing more magical than a holiday proposal. Come to Shane Company to build your dream engagement ring. We understand that this is a big decision. Our non-commissioned sales team is ready to make the experience fun and easy. We'll listen to your ideas for the ring, then we'll show you options. With the largest selection of engagement rings and diamonds in every price range, it will be easy to find a ring you'll love. Our warranty is free for a lifetime, and even covers your center stone. See her face light up when you surprise her this holiday season with an engagement ring from Shane Company. It'll be a moment to remember forever.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 8, close Sunday, and online at shaneco.com.
At KSL, it is our hope that every child will have a warm and joyful holiday season.
So we need your help. Donate today to KSL's Quarters for Christmas.
100% of your donation goes straight to the kids.
Donate online at kslquarters.com
or at any Deseret Book location. Pennies,
dimes,
dollars.
The money you give buys shoes and warm coats for Utah children in need.
We can't do it without your help.
Please give what you can today
at kslquarters.com.
KSL News Time, 1229. Checking traffic and weather, sponsored by Mount America's Visa Triple Rewards. Ricky Meese, you've had a couple problem spots out there.
We have. One is already cleared. It was southbound I-15, a crash at Pioneer Crossing. That's gone. Really didn't cause any delay. Our other accident is northbound I-15, approaching 90th South. Again, out of traffic and on the shoulder. Toyota Bountiful, their gift to you this holiday season. More than the max on your trades. Get the most for your vehicle in Bountiful. Toyota Bountiful. They'll put a smile on your face. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. Let's take a look at the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
It's a sun of clouds today. Just some high clouds overhead. Air quality still not bad for the most part. And we're up to 43 for the high. Tomorrow we'll get more clouds, slight chance of rain and snow, and 42. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. A bit of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 41 degrees downtown. KSL's top local story this hour, the county's new homeless resource centers are operating at or near capacity nearly every night. The executive director of Shelter the Homeless, Preston Cochran, says they have a different way of intake now.
There's a place for everyone, regardless of what people may say or hear on the street. If someone needs a place to go, we can connect them to the right service.
Cochran says now the road home has closed. The services are divided among the different centers for men, women, and families. They are always looking for volunteers and donations of food, clothing, and winter gear. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. We continue to follow a large police response in Jersey City, New Jersey. A neighborhood has been locked down following reports of heavy gunfire. We know that there are a few businesses, a supermarket, and a Catholic school in the area currently surrounded by SWAT teams. We are keeping a close eye on the situation. We will bring you updates as they do come in. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced today that it has modified its Family Search Family Tree genealogical database to allow people to include and document same-sex marriages and same-sex adoptions. The church says the changes do not mean that there has been any change in doctrine and only marriages between people of the opposite sex may be sealed in the church's temples. Taking a look at your money at this moment, pretty flat on the markets today, but in positive territory. The Dow up by 11 points, sitting at 27,921. S&P 500 up by just a couple points, and the NASDAQ, it's up by 8 points.